Rain and mist make it difficult to see clear across Lake Lac Vie d'Isere. The lake along the Michigan-Wisconsin border is the headwaters of the Wisconsin River. While fairly quiet on this rainy day, the lake is popular for boating and fishing. It's also culturally significant, especially for the Lac Vie d'Isere tribe. In 2015, Rice Bay was put on the National Register of Historic Places. It's in the northeast section of the lake where wild rice or manumen grows. Alina Shively is the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the Lac Vie d'Isere Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians.
Manumen is so important to the people. It's part of our migration story. It's part of our survival, you know, and it's part of that healthy traditional diet that the people require. You know, it's part of our feasts, it's part of our ceremonies.
The manumen on Lake Lac Vie d'Isere, as well as in other parts of the Great Lakes region, is in decline. In this instance, Shively says it first became an issue when the dam went up on the headwaters of the Wisconsin River. A wooden dam was first built by loggers around 1870. The current concrete dam that helps control the water flow for downriver hydro dams was built in the early 1900s. Shively says the tribe saw improvements in the size of the wild rice in the 1990s and early 2000s, but it hasn't lasted.
Lately, we're combating issues with invasive species, and the tribe is really trying to tackle those issues on our own, but I think there is a larger watershed issue that needs to be addressed too. We have a lot of barriers, but we're doing everything that we possibly can and working with our partners to restore manumen.
The tribe is tackling the issue from multiple angles, fighting invasive species, reseeding wild rice, and now it's working with the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest to try and improve the water levels on the lake for the manumen.
The higher water levels are detrimental to the wild rice growth.
That's Mark Boyning. He's the Technical Services Staff Officer on the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Less than 1,500 feet south of the dam are two culverts where the Wisconsin River flows under West Shore Road.
The current culverts are set higher than the natural stream bed, which is causing water to pool up downstream of the dam and artificially raises the lake level.
The Lac Vie d'Isere tribe will be removing the culverts and replacing one of them with a bridge. The Mole Lake Sacagan Chippewa community in Forest County has seen success with replacing stream crossings to improve water levels for wild rice. In 2016 and 2018, the tribe replaced culverts south of Rice Lake that were causing higher water levels on the lake. It lowered the water levels as much as 6 inches during periods of high water, which makes a big difference, giving wild rice the water levels it needs to thrive. Between improving the stream crossings and removing some other vegetation, the Sacagan Chippewa community has seen improvements in wild rice beds on the lake. The Lac Vie d'Isere tribe has the extra challenge of the dam regulating water levels, but it's still hopeful removing the culverts and replacing one of them with a bridge, along with the other work they're doing, will help improve the wild rice beds. The tribe is able to do the bridge work through the Tribal Forest Protection Act, which allows the USDA to give special consideration to tribally proposed stewardship projects on Forest Service land. While signed into law in 2004, the Tribal Forest Protection Act has historically been underutilized, in part because of lack of funding. This year, $18 million is going to 23 tribal projects in 18 states funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law.
So that's what makes the project a little unique. Is that the federal government, through the Forest Service, provided the funds to the tribe to execute the project, which is on Forest Service lands.
This project is also meant to improve walleye populations in Lake Lac Vie d'Isere by improving fish passages. Shively says the walleye have not been naturally reproducing since the mid-2000s. The tribe and Lake Association have been extensively stocking the lake.
Hopefully, it's understood that we're really trying to help. We're trying to help the rice, we're trying to help the walleye, and we're trying to help the people.
And while she's hopeful the project will have lasting, positive environmental impacts, she's also hopeful for the impact it will have on the Lac Vie d'Isere tribe's food sovereignty.
Ojibwe people rely heavily on the forest for food sources. Everybody is in the mind frame of like community gardens and food sovereignty programs on tribal lands, and that is all equally important. But we also need to continue to care for those food communities that are on public and federal lands. We have the rights to co-manage those places. We have the rights to harvest and gather and secure our food from the forest still.
Construction on the bridge is expected to take place next year. For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Katie Thorson in Vilas County.